Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Tuesday. Glad you're with us. Roger will be at Boudreaux's tonight for a trivia night.
Yeah.
The boys in the Big Brothers Big Sisters softball game, legislative softball game, is not going to be played tonight because of weather. It's going to be over at, it'll be tomorrow night.
It's cool that they're doing that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Coming over in just a second, we're going to visit with Steve Shields, who many of you have heard. There's a new player, Mika Murnin. And if I get that right every time, it'll be a miracle. But Mika Murnin is the new signee, 7-footer, actually 6'11", out of Finland. And just found out his dad actually played for Steve Shields at ULR back in the early 2000s. So we're just going to sort of...
How random is that?
I know, that's what I'm saying, Justin. It's just,
I mean, what a small world,
it is,
man.
That's exactly what I told Steve. It's just bizarre, man. It's like... And first of all, I can't wait to ask him, how in the world did you find the dad? His dad is, I think, Kimo, I think is the way you pronounce it, maybe.
Was that when Klein was on his staff?
He might have been, yeah. What's that, Justin?
That's a good question, too. Is it Murnin or Murnin?
Yeah, it's Murnin.
You say Theron?
Murnin. Murnin. Okay. I've heard it both, so I was curious. Okay, yeah, I don't want to sound like an idiot.
I think it is Mika. It is Mika. I think for sure.
That's right. At least I think so.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to.
Hey, can I play this?
Yeah. See.
Can I do this right here? Let me see. Where is it? Wait. Let me start over. Nobody remembers the OC coach.
Former Trojan basketball coach, now entrepreneur, racehorse owner, amongst other things, and Hall of Famer, Steve Shields. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Baz. How are you guys?
Man, it's so great to talk to you. Hadn't talked to you in forever. How's life treating you?
And doing well. Likewise, good to talk to y'all.
I listen
to you guys all the time.
While
I'm traveling the state.
Tell us what you're up to, Steve.
Well, I worked for a former player, my buddy Harding, and Buddy played for me 03 to 07. And it's Cardi, Harding, and Hearn. I've been there for 3 years now since I left North Little Rock. I started. Actually, the next day in June of 23. So
financial,
doing well.
Financial advising, financial investments, those kind of things?
Mine is to open doors for us to do financing with municipalities.
Gotcha.
And that sort of thing. You know, so I travel.
What
I travel.
Yeah, you're
most every day.
All over, just in Arkansas or all over the South?
Well, we can go anywhere in the state. Most of mine is Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, that type of stuff.
What was the name of the group again? Sort of a snappy name.
It's Cardi, Carty, Harding, Harding, and Hearn.
Gotcha.
And we're originally a Memphis-based company since 1970, and Buddy and Edmund Hurst opened up a Little Rock branch. In February of 22.
Well, you know,
you miss coaching, Coach?
Man, Justin, I miss the relationship part of it, but you know, I've got a bunch of buddies that are still in it that I stay in touch with, and I'm not sure that anybody thoroughly enjoys that portal and NIL. But
you might have got out right in the nick of time.
But I'm one of these older guys who, I mean, I'm okay with these guys making some money, you know, but it's gotten crazy, you know?
Funny. No guardrails.
Every time we talk to a coach who is out of coaching now, and they go, glad we're out of it. Everybody we talk, you know, coaches who are in it now can't really come out and say how they feel because it'll be used against them. It'll be used against them. And
you're right. Yeah. You're exactly right. I don't miss that at all. Go ahead.
So this is really, as Justin mentioned a second ago, just really sort of a bizarro small world. So Big news that the Razorbacks signed Mika, or got a commitment for Mika Murnin, and called him, what it was, a Slim Jesus, is that the nickname? And I've seen some video of him, and he's right under 7 foot, and he's got a 7'2 wingspan and can jump through the roof and all these things, and it's going to make Cal have the number one recruiting class in America. And then all of a sudden somebody says yesterday, well, yeah, it's the kid's father played for Steve Shields at for the Trojans. Like, what? And so, yeah, and I looked him up. Is it Kimo? Kimo? Is it Kimo?
Yeah, Kimo.
Kimo. Kimo.
Kimo Murnin.
And he's from Vantaa, Finland. So how in the world did Steve Shields get him to Little Rock?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, as Joe Harge was an assistant of ours at the time, you guys may remember Joe from when
I do.
Joe was with us. Porter hired Joe back in 01, I think, and he was with us. Porter went to Illinois State as the head coach in 03, and I kept Joe on staff with us. We recruited, and Joe was the lead recruiter on Kimo. And, you know, back then, shoot, man, you started way back. And Joe had probably been recruiting Kimo for, I don't know, 3-4 years, you know, and or knew of him, you know. And there were so many different rules back then to where you could mail them and all that, but you couldn't talk to them till, you know, June of their junior year coming out and all the different things. So there was a guy that, and I've drawn a blank on his name, he's over in Tennessee, and he would help bring a bunch of kids to the state. And Joe was really close to him. And so he started recruiting Kimo. We ended up signing Kimo and brought him in as a freshman during the 02-03 season. And he played for us 03-04. You know, 02-03 was Porter's last year here as head coach. And then he left to go to Illinois State. And I stepped in 03-04. And Kimo was with us for 2 years. And I'm going to tell you this, Baz, he was a coach's dream, because he the only thing he cared about was books and ball, you know? I mean, or ball and books, whichever order you want to say.
Right.
But he was serious about his game. He was long, 6'9", could really shoot it, skilled. And then, of course, his future wife was also a basketball player as well. And now it's funny, I saw the picture of his son, and he looks just like
him. He does. I was just getting ready to send Roger and Justin a picture of him. He does look like him. I don't know. He's not as tall. He's not as tall, though, right?
I think he's taller than Kimo. I think.
Yeah. Mika's taller. Yeah. Because. Yeah, Kimo's only 6'8".
It's a crazy thing. You know how they take on the same, characteristics of dad. Kimo kind of walked with the shoulders forward, kind of slumped over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, at least the pictures I've seen, looked just like him. But Kimo was, man, he worked on his game nonstop. He was a coach's dream. And then he left after his sophomore year, because he had an opportunity to go back home and play for money. And obviously back then, you know, they couldn't play for any money in college. So he left after his sophomore year, and we had a really good team that year, and we won the Sun Belt Conference Division Championship, which had Western Kentucky on it, Middle Tennessee, and Arkansas State. You know, back then, Dickie Nutt was at Arkansas State. Kermit Davis was at Middle Tennessee. And Darren Horn was at Western Kentucky. And so Kimo had a chance to go play professionally overseas, and he did it.
Have you had a chance to see a son play? I saw some video for the first time, and I'd heard his name over the last month or two that he was on the radar of Cal, amongst other teams. But have you had a chance to watch his son play on video?
Honestly, Baz, I have not. And I look forward to it, man. I look forward to seeing him play next year.
Go ahead. No, you good. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'll try to look up some video later today. I'm curious if his game's real similar to his dad. I can guarantee you his mindset will be just very similar to his dad. and that'll be a dream to Cal
well,
and the staff.
Well, the only issue, and so Justin, I don't know if you had jumped on the show with us or not yet, but Christian came across.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I was on. Yeah.
Christian, what did you say that you read that
he's been dismissed from a couple of the teams that he's been on.
A couple or five of them. Steve.
Apparently, every team.
Every team. So Steve, he's been dismissed from every team he's been on.
And
is he a chip off the
old
block?
He has a personality.
So he's
He plays and I've just watched highlights, Coach. Yeah. But Christian, I wonder if you would agree with me. He plays with a damn attitude.
He has a reputation. I mean, his behavior has a reputation.
Like if he posterizes you, he's gonna let you know. Right. If he sends your shot back across half court, he's gonna let you know. But hell, I like that. If you're on my
team, I don't have a problem with that.
I mean,
that's
so
not all bad. Yeah, that's not all bad.
Right, right.
Hey, the good thing, guys, like we all know, Cal can deal with that and knows how to handle it.
Look at Boogie Cousins, for example.
Yeah,
I mean, he was nothing but trouble. I think Cal commands the type of respect that some of these, just call them bad boys or whatever. They don't try some guys. I mean, you look, Draymond Green is the worst I've ever seen in the NBA since Rodman, maybe. A handful more. He didn't do that crap under Tom Izzo. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at it through Razorback colored glasses, and I'm overly optimistic. But
I don't expect it to be a huge problem with Arkansas.
I mean, his talent, he's got NBA first round NBA talent. There's no doubt about it.
So that's what I was going to bring up. So here's the other thing. It's a little different about him.
Wouldn't you agree, Christian? I'm sorry, Baz.
Yeah, I think he does have. He has a lot of potential, but he hasn't. He hasn't really put it all together yet, and hopefully he'll do it.
What's weird though, Christian, is he has, and then he won't, and then he does.
He's very
and then he
inconsistent,
don't. And it, you know what I mean. So hey, go ahead. I'm sorry, Matt.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve. You were
Justin, but you know that's where Cal's going to be really good for him. And the good thing, reading the paper this morning and his quotes in there, you can tell he's excited to get here and get to work and be coached by Cal.
They're not the same player, obviously, but they're going to play the same position. The four, I mean, you look at the difference in Brazil from 2024 to now, or 23 to now. Totally different guy.
Exactly right. Night and day. I mean, to me, just watching now, obviously I wasn't in practice or anything, but outside looking in, I mean, he was extremely, extremely soft prior to Cal getting in there, you know? And I mean, Musk can coach too, obviously. And, but he helped Brazil, I mean, become a player and become a pro of some kind.
I totally agree.
We're visiting with Steve.
Bass, go for it, man. I'm sorry.
You're good. We're visiting with Steve Shields, former head coach for the Trojans here at Little Rock. The other thing I was going to mention, too, even though he's 18, he's played international ball, so he's been playing against some men, right? I mean, he's playing against international competition, which is generally older. Is that right? Is that accurate?
He was playing against professionals.
Right. Yeah. So he comes
like 30-year-old.
That's right. So he comes in with a little edge like you're talking about. Maybe that's what it is. And I knew he'd been in several schools, high schools for a period of time over the last, I think, year between him going spending his time in Finland. But, yeah, he's a little bit more advanced as the normal 18-year-old in terms of where he's been playing and who he's been playing.
He actually played with it was one of our recruits. Was it J.J. Andrews?
Okay.
He played with.
Yeah.
And I think it was J.J. Andrews and Peach Jam, which is one of y'all familiar. If I'm not mistaken, he won MVP for that maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, the good
and then
thing,
got crazy amounts of offers. I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead.
No, that's right. Hey, the good thing, just like y'all said, he's been playing against some grown dudes.
Yeah.
And those grown men, I mean, they go in there at halftime and they may smoke a couple Camels or something, take a shot of vodka or something. And I mean, they ain't afraid, you know.
Yeah.
And he'll be ready to go, I would think. And yeah, especially the way they are now, where Cal will get him in here early and work him out in the summer, which the rules allow now. And I'm excited to see him.
Well, that's a great. Now, when's the last time you talked to his dad?
I'm gonna be honest, Baz. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while. You know, he played pro ball. I think he ended up playing about 12 years. Chemo did.
Yeah,
10 or 12 years.
Wow.
And I talked to him when he finished. But shoot, man, that would have been, I don't know, that would have been 15, 16.
That's all right.
Somewhere in there, you know.
Tough to keep up with all your players, man. It's not easy to do. But I just thought, yeah, it really is a crazy story that, you know, you got these two Finnish players. Well, yeah, Steve Shields coached his dad, you know, back in 03 and 04. So that's, that'll make it fun for you to be able to follow.
Was Klein with you at the time, Coach?
What's that, Roger?
Was Klein with you on that staff?
No, he wasn't. Okay. He wasn't. Joe came in. I'm trying to think. That was – Joe was with me 8 years.
Wow.
And so I was 12 total. So the first four, Joe wasn't there. You know, the crazy thing, Roger, you saying that, when Porter left and went to Illinois State, I tried to hire Joe right then. And Joe told me, he said, man, I can't do it. He said – you know, Will was still real young, and Daniel was still in high school, and you know, he said, man, I got too much of a family commitment to be able to do that right now.
So that's cool.
He came on board with us, I think it was in 08.
Okay.
07 or 08, somewhere in there.
Very good. Well, buddy, hey, thanks so much for squeezing us in. Always good to talk to you. If you're ever near the studio, come by and hang out one morning and just visit a little bit.
Drop in, Coach.
Talk a little ball.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Will do. Hey, I always enjoy listening to you guys. Well,
thank you.
Hey, Justin's a great addition, man.
Oh, thank you, Coach.
Hey, Raj, I'm glad you got that hair situated.
His hair.
Well, it's a work in progress, Coach. Just like any freshman coming in.
You should have seen it at the beach. It was flowing. It was flowing in the wind of the beach,
Coach. I was laying out at the beach at Destin after a couple of games of golf. And you would not believe both men and women flocking to me because all I was wearing was a hat. And they want to know, what are you doing? And I said, I was protecting my new hair transplant, and then we talked about it. So I appreciate you always checking in, Coach.
Hey,
thanks for slipping into
Roger.
My DMs.
Yes, hey, Roger, are you still wearing that damn headband because of that?
No, sir. I got rid of that, Coach, the second day in. It made me look like an appliance light bulb, so I took it off.
He no longer looks like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Baz, Roger looks like one of them dudes on that white man can't jump movie.
Coach, I'm right here still. I don't know if you think Baz and I were in a different room, you sack. I can hear you. I mean, no disrespect, buddy. No disrespect.
Oh, my God.
Hey, thanks for listening, Coach. Stop by like Baz said now.
Yes, buddy.
If you're in the woods.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Coach.
See you.
There he is. So Steve Shields,
he's a good dude.
He's a character.
He's a dude.
He's a good guy, and you never know the issues that he has.
It is a crazy connection, man.
Yeah.
It's just random.
I was trying to look up the mileage between here and Finland just out of curiosity because, I mean, possibly his dad had some influence on him coming to Arkansas, or maybe it was just Cal, and it's just ironic. I don't know, but like, how do two guys from Finland decide? I think Arkansas is the place. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they did, but it's just crazy.
Well, I think with Mika, money probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Don't
you think that Cal knew? Listen, I got to keep making this class. I may not get my the heavy duty big guy. If I get this guy, it will be the talk of the
You got to stop saying not getting the
I'm worried,
real big
I'm worried, Justin. I'm worried.
I just told you about two people that he's after, and we're in the lead for
I'm worried.
The best big in the country.
But he's young. He's 17. He's young. Somebody says here, Elsie and Sherwood says, Jeff Goodman, you guys know who he is?
He's an idiot.
Yes, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, this is what this guy said, who I think is a D-bag, had some negative attitude things to say about Mika, but said his talent is unlimited.
He's a great talent.
Yeah, so who knows?
He reminds me a little bit of DeBanza, a little bit, right? Am I way off here?
To me, I hope he can be Trevin Brazil, because he's very raw.
Yeah.
If he can be Trevin Brazil, and I think that he's going to struggle defensively just like Trevin Brazil did, but he's going to get some highlight blocks and stuff like that occasionally.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Well, you guys mentioned that Christian, you did, that he was kicked off for five teams.
Well, hold on. It is what it is.
He's just passing it on.
It's okay.
You're not stirring the pot.
You're not stirring the pot. It's public knowledge. My question to you is, was he kicked off at the end of the season or during any of those seasons?
He's left teams over and over and over.
My bad.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah. These are pro teams, right?
Well, he left high school teams. Yeah, he left high school teams.
Too old for
teams.
That. He's too old for high school.
At the end of each year.
No.
Not during.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know for sure. Listen, but here's the deal. We don't care. We don't
national
care what
team
he does
also,
as long as he wins a national championship.
A couple things here. Mike in Greenbrier says, tell Justin I like his version of Home Sweet Home 10 times better than the original. Number one on my playlist. This is from our man Randy Allison. Said, I've heard some musicians don't like to listen to a song written by someone else because it gets in their head and they're afraid of being accused of stealing the song when they produce a new one.
I didn't go into this because I thought it would be boring. But that is one of the things. A lot of times, like, or really 100% of the time, like, I really can't accept stuff from people, and I'm apologizing to the guy that's
about to say don't, but don't go that way too.
Well,
no, 270. Yeah, well, I
don't want to hurt people's feelings, but it's not nothing from my perspective. I would listen to any new music, but like I've been sued before for my third single, and
how about that?
All they have to do is prove access through one. Now we beat it, but, cause it was just bogus, but it was like 2 years of my life where I thought they were going to take all my money.
Yeah.
Right, seriously.
Turn around. Don't take anything. Don't take anything.
Roger, Roger will sing it.
So whoever sent that in is absolutely right. Like, so,
for example,
that gentleman that called in, which he was super complimentary, and I hope I'm not breaking his heart now. I'm just being honest. Yeah. Well, I don't want to lie.
Completely all right. Here's the thing. That's good, because you know how many times I get asked to pass things on to you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let him know he can't accept it or won't. Give me the money that pays, because I don't want to say, because I haven't told you. I've not told you about them.
And you can be sued over it, and they don't have to prove much of nothing. Like, because this was the one I went through for 2-3 years was so bogus. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, I had to do depositions. It was not fun at all. And so the way it really works, just so the gentleman who called in earlier knows, is it runs through like a BMI or an ASCAP or it runs through a publishing company. So there's a trail, you know, where you can prove or disprove whatever, because it goes through these different companies. And so I don't know if that makes any sense.
It makes sense. Hey, for the Allisons that own the restaurant, if there's a guy in your restaurant right now crying, please let us know.
I'm sorry. I didn't have the heart to tell him to.
That guy's a big fan. You're doing the right thing.
I was not man enough to tell him.
No, that's okay.
I shouldn't even joke about it. I apologize. The guy, again, you get asked that all the time. We get asked to pass along things to you.
Yeah, and like people Yeah, people will bring CDs and stuff to, like meet and greet, for example.
Yeah, right.
And I won't even touch it.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, yeah, hand it to him or what? You know, like my one of my managers or something.
No, it makes sense.
No, it's okay.
So
it's
just I'm just trying to protect myself and my family. Yeah. You know, is all it is, and it's not meant to be
okay.
Dismissive of anybody or their talent.
It was Roger. It was the first one was the most hilarious. So the Ellisons over at Highway 270 Grill are going to have 500.
They're going to hate me.
No, they just added a third business of agents.
Well, yeah. If they go in there, though, hopefully they'll eat.
Yeah, exactly. All right, don't go away. 9:30.
It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball landed five-star finish forward Mika Murinen yesterday to boost their class to number one in the country. Murinen played some high school ball in the United States before going to play for Partizan Belgrade in Serbia last year. He played at the Nike Hoop Summit earlier this month, recording 10 points and 8 rebounds in 15 minutes. He measured in at 7 foot, 223 pounds with a 7'2.5" wingspan at the event. Athleticism is his best trait, but he has range out to the three. Arkansas is not done adding players yet, as there are at least three roster spots open, potentially five, depending on Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond's decision with the NBA draft. Their top target is 7-foot center Obinna Ekezie Jr. The 5-star is the second overall player in the 2027 class, but is likely to reclassify. He released his top five yesterday. It included Kentucky, Louisville, Arkansas, BYU, and Maryland. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. More strong to severe storms are likely this afternoon. 80% chance of rain, a high of 80 here in Little Rock. Please be weather aware. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, although tonight I don't expect any storms to be severe anymore. We'll have a low of 62. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget, but most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Oaklawn is here for when you want nonstop racing and nonstop action.
The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The classic racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast, it's lively, it's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Come on, Justin. Walk along. Stories, lonely streets. Here I go again on my own.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
Here we go, take it!
I made up my mind.
Yes!
I ain't wasting no more time.
Very nice.
But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that. And give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow.
Christian Weaver now is the Morning Mayhem producer.
Nah, man, nah. I recognize this song.
What is it?
I can butt play you blow.
Four songs, oh, four guys, oh, one show. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Morning Dot Mayhem.
It's the radio,
you should have put, you should have put another S word in front of the show.
I'm telling you, that, gotcha. That is four different adaptations
of my favorite, obviously, is Black Label.
Go ahead. Not to continue on the music. I'll say this just so people know, and then we can move on. But the other thing is, you can't copyright a title. So if somebody has a suit, you know, against you, or you have one, or whatever, you know, for example, I could write a song called Amarillo by Morning, just as long as it don't sound like.
Sure.
The original.
Right.
You can write a song called Sweet Home Alabama. I mean, whatever. You know, it's just, it goes by, I think it's the first six bars or eight bars, or I don't know. It's got to be so many in a row or something. It's more melody than it is lyrical content, if that makes any sense.
Well, but
that anybody even cares.
Now, even if somebody comes out with a title of a song called Black Blade of Blown, we're going to know where they got it.
Country music less so than rap music. Have you ever sampled or interpolated any?
No, I was going to say that it's probably, I was going to ask you, that's probably because they sample a lot.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, right?
In rap?
Yes.
Yeah, they sample or interpolate, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's part of it. You're exactly right. I think in country, there's
more
a whole lot less of that. I mean, you know, there are some artists that do that kind of stuff. I mean, Cole Swindell, FGL,
Morgan Wallen.
You know, we've had tracks on maybe two of the songs I've ever recorded or something. I mean, and I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just, you know, that I do agree with you that that's probably part of it.
Couple of birthdays today before we go to the break here. Oscar Schindler's birthday. If you have not seen Schindler's List, it's one of the most powerful movies. Roger, that the one scene, to me, it's maybe the most powerful scene I've ever seen in a movie, where he walks out. Obviously, he realizes they've accomplished their goal because the war's over, and all the Jewish people that have been prisoners are looking at him, and he realizes if I'd have sold my watch. He said, what do I have this watch for? It could have saved another. Mm-hmm. It was so powerful. And that was Liam Neeson, right?
That's right.
Yeah. It was so good in that. So if you haven't seen that, and I'm watching this Anne Frank docu-drama, and it's 8 one-hour episodes. It is agony. I watched the third one. I told Jessica, I don't think I can watch another, because we're going.
It's agony.
It's agony, because you know what's coming.
I love watching it. It's agony.
I don't love it at all. It's because you know what's coming. You know what's coming for Anne Frank and her family. Anyway, so we're going there to see the Anne Frank house in a month or so. But anyway, Oscar Schindler's birthday is today. Also, I was looking at Chuck Lavelle. Remember Chuck Lavelle, Roger? We got a chance to meet him. He's with the Rolling Stones, the keyboardist for the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
He also did the Allman Brothers. He did the, what was the song? Was it right. Jessica? He did Jessica. He did that here locally for us, too.
Yeah.
The Hickenbothams are good friends with
him. Correct.
We got a chance to go see. That was one of Jessica.
Oh, sure.
Parents' biggest thrills because he mentions, hey, this is Jessica, and they named Jessica after that song.
That's fantastic.
John Daly's birthday is today. He turned 60. Jay Leno's birthday is today. Ann Margaret. That's what I'm talking about. Show me a little Ann Margaret, boys.
I don't know what I do with it.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Of course, Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, Viva Las Vegas.
It's Ferruccio Lamborghini.
Oh, don't you know it? Ferruccio, give me the little car.
When I was young, man, the one car that I wanted to have is a Lamborghini. Wow. I think I drove that in San Diego when we went with the guy trip with Al Watkins. Right. The guy kicked me out of it.
Why? Because he was scared.
I wasn't doing the...
He was scared.
Harper Lee's birthday today. Wrote, obviously,
I
want to
tell you all a story about a novelist Harper Lee. That's
To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Leno, birthday today.
You said that before. How old is he?
He is 76.
Okay. All right.
76.
Okay. You know, I got to appreciate him later in life.
Tell me the connection. Who's this person connected with?
Right,
she's an actress. I expect you to get this in less than 3 seconds.
Right, count it down.
Justin, Christian, you can do it too. Bridget Moynihan. Go.
Tom Brady.
Chris, you got it right.
I'm thinking...
Brigitte, what's her name? Remember, used to date Gastineau. She dated Flavor Flav.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Nielsen,
What did you say?
I said Flavor Flav.
Because it's Brigitte Nielsen.
Bridget, or whatever.
Also, the birthday of Penelope Cruz. Do we like her?
Yeah, sure. Oh, my, do we?
Oh, I like her a lot.
Is she the one in that vampire movie?
No.
Penelope Cruz.
No.
Which vampire movie?
No, I think
it's a vampire movie with George Clooney?
That's Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
Okay, I like Selma Hayek.
I like her even better.
Yes, sir.
Now, this next one I like a lot.
Talk to me.
Jessica Alba. Boom, boom, boom.
What is it about?
Give me Selma Hayek.
Give me something.
Oh, really? They're brunettes. They've got that in common.
Jessica Alba, what has she been in?
She's been in,
Deep Blue?
She was in Deep Blue with LL Cool J.
Fantastic Four. Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Fantastic Four. That's right.
I think Selma's Dark still Angel. Doing some fans only swimming pool things.
Didn't Jessica Alba have a TV series for a long time called Dark
Angel?
Along
those lines.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Now, Roger, you watch more of these reality TVs. Drew Scott.
Let me tell you something. If you're listening right now with what's going on after the first reunion, Justin, have you seen the first reunion of Beverly Hills Housewives?
I don't think so.
Okay, if you did, you would. I mean,
you would know it was
what they're doing about with Dorit and making her feel so bad about it.
Is Christian just as wrapped into this garbage as we are?
No. I don't think so. Kyle.
No, I thought he said something.
No,
about
and Kyle
reunion.
Has really gone female dog. She has to be the antagonist. I don't. I mean, just they get so brutal on there. And
is Kyle the one that was with Kelsey Grammer? Or is that
no, that's a
no. That
was on a show, the same show. Yes, same show.
What was her name?
I forget. I think she was there just as I started.
Roger, the last thing before we go to break.
Right.
On this day, something in sports history.
First of all, back up. What was the reference before I interrupted?
I was going to say Drew Scott. Have you ever watched Property Brothers? I think it's.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I've never watched it, but apparently that's a popular deal.
Oh, it's fun to watch all those shows.
It used to be. I don't even think it airs anymore.
Did one of them get in trouble or something?
No. I still see him at the gym. It's on at the gym, so it's maybe it's reruns.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So, Justin, you can jump in, or Christian. I hate for them to beat the king of all trivia. He'll be at Boudreaux's tonight, but... Even I'll let you do it. On this day in history, this was something significant that happened in 1967, but it wasn't on the sports field.
April 28th?
Where it happened.
1967. April 28th?
Yeah, it was something. It was a refusal that happened.
Ali.
Ali refused to go to Vietnam.
Roger beat you by a hair, yes. Cassius Clay refused induction in the U.S. Army. You know what a big deal that was in 67? And then he lose? How many years of boxing did he lose?
Well, three, wasn't it?
Did it three?
His statement, though. That was the deal.
It was a statement, yeah.
And he's so right.
Yeah, I wonder now.
He was so fed up when he's talking to one of them white boys and says, we got to have the audio of that one.
Was that the draft era?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how could you legally refuse?
Well, you didn't. You can't. That's what I'm saying. You got. That's
well,
that
he
time.
Did.
But he lost all of his.
Yeah, but he didn't go to jail.
But they didn't put him in. No. I thought they would have to put you in prison for that.
Well, you had folks running to Canada.
Yeah, you did.
You had folks going to Canada. I don't think they put you in jail for not going. But for him, they went after him.
It was a big deal. It cost him three years.
A little prime, but he came back.
But yeah, that was 1967. Roger and I were 4 years old at the time.
I remember it. I mean, it's.
Y'all think about that.
It makes sense to me now, his statement.
Yeah, it's obviously, he's in a different place than what we were. But that was the time, when you had Jim Brown, you had...
Kareem,
Lew Alcindor, all of them were
Bill Russell.
Yeah, that were obviously
no,
fighting.
Maybe not Kareem.
Not Kareem.
Maybe
it was
Kareem
Bill
later.
Russell,
maybe
Jim
Kareem,
Brown.
Yeah.
They were still fighting to get in hotels.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't even go with their own teams because of.
Right.
Here in this country, you could go fight.
That makes more sense to me than what our politicians are doing today with the division there. But when you hear Ali talk about. You're asking me to go over there and fight. Where his statement was,
we can't even get rights here in America. You're getting me.
How do you feel about it? He goes, look, you want me to go over there and fight for you, but you ain't fighting for me here.
Right. Yeah.
And that speaks volumes. What a smart man.
Yeah. All right. Don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up. 9:47. Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool & Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool & Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool & Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall, presented by Sullivan's Automotive, Carter's Auto and Cooling, and Pinnacle Automotive. New this year, best of show for car and truck, $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph Motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Ever Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
This is Roger Scott for FanDuel, powered by Oakland Racing Casino Resort. FanDuel is serving up a happy hour every day during the playoffs. We're talking special drops you will not want to miss, from profit boosts to bonus bets, just about anything you can think of. And the best part? It's rain or shine 24/7 every single day. So, whether you're betting the early game or gearing up for primetime, make sure you open the FanDuel app powered by Oakland Racing Casino Resort and see what's waiting for you today. As soon as you can, head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong.
There it is. Oh, that was Ali. I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong. Now, if you listen to the rest of it, go on there, text or go to YouTube. I ain't got no quarrel with them Viet Cong. Listen to the 1 minute and 10 seconds of that audio that goes with that going back and forth.
You see, they ain't calling me. They're not dropping.
They're not calling me N-word. They're not trying to hang me. They're not trying to beat me. They're not trying to kill my babies. You won't protect me here, and you want me to go over there and protect you. Makes all the sense in the world.
Let's check in with Brad real quick. He's got something to say about Justin. Brad, good morning. What you got?
Oh, hello. Good morning. I would like to tell Mr. Moore that I appreciate his support of the Razorbacks. I think I read something in Wally Hall that said he's a big contributor. So,
yes.
You know, these days it takes money to have a good team, and I really appreciate that. Yeah, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Brad.
Well, thank you, man. Well, I don't do nearly as much as a lot of folks around here do, but thank you. I try to do what I can. And by the way, I meant to do this when I first jumped on, because I haven't been on since Wally's article, and I don't know if Wally's listening. If he is, great. If he's not, maybe somebody will share this with him. But he wrote some really kind words about me, and it's not deserved or warranted, but I just want to thank him for doing so. That was very kind of him, and very generous. So I appreciate the kind words again. So yeah, and thank you to the gentleman that just called in as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, Wally did say some kind things. I was going to ask, Justin Akery joins us now. Before we get to Justin, anything that, you know, we talked to Coach, you jumped on with us on Friday when Coach Silverfield was on with us, and you had some interaction there. Anything interesting you learned from his visit on the bus with you? Anything that you didn't know maybe with that visit?
Oh, me? You're talking about Justin Moore?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I mean, he's pretty... It's obvious he's an articulate, bright guy, buttoned up, well spoken, you know, I don't think I learned anything necessarily. I mean, I learned that, you know, maybe what I've seen in press conferences and that kind of stuff with Coach, that in person, not that it was disingenuous when I'm watching online, but I found him to be a really genuine guy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Not that I didn't before, but when you meet somebody in person, you look them in the eye, you kind of get a better feel for people. And I'm excited. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's been such a terrible decade decade plus.
Yes.
It's hard to get excited about anybody, and it has nothing to do with Coach himself. It's just the fact that nothing has worked for so long. It's like you go, is anything going to work? You know what I mean?
Excited.
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I like his attitude and energy, and seems to be really energetic, almost like we'll see if his tenure turns out to be this way.
Houston?
He almost reminds you a little bit of Houston, you know what I mean? Maybe not as rah-rah, but it's leaning more that direction.
Yeah, sure.
At least in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a different personality.
Sam or Brett, or Chad. I mean, I don't know. was just my kind of take. I could be totally wrong.
Justin Akers joins us now. Jay. Yeah, but Roger, try that one out.
Thanks.
I hear where you're coming from. What do you think about that? You get the same kind of vibe?
Chad, yes.
I can't even remember what Chad Morris was like.
I
just blocked it out of my mind.
It wasn't good.
I can't remember.
We'll see. I've met the guy.
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah, it is.
I don't think Chad Morris wasn't a nice guy. I just don't think he was very competent.
Yeah. No, he was a good guy. I mean, he was to me anyway. Yeah.
He was a nice dude. I don't know. Nobody told me he was a butthole. But, I mean, would you rather have a guy like Petrino who's not the friendliest dude in the world?
And win.
He became a lot friendlier.
I just want to win.
That's all. I don't care.
You have a lot of paper stacked there, Justin.
Well, I got a lot of stuff to talk about, David. Today is, I know you guys are going to the superhero route. Today is also National Clean Comedy Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
A well-known comic once said you can't work the big rooms with blue material. Yeah. So
is Seinfeld the biggest at that?
I think he's the most successful for sure, especially when you look at the finances. But we're going to ask the question of the day today. Him or Getsy, Gaffigan or other? That's our question.
Bargatze is my favorite
of those.
He's
so great. He's so great.
You talk about clean, too.
Plus, he's Southern.
He's Southern.
All three of those guys are clean, and they're good. Pat Bradley's coming in studio, allegedly.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Wood Grill Buffet. So we'll see if we get to see Pat's face. It's been a while since I've seen old Pat. Red White Report, thanks to UAMS Health Ortho Now. Coach Kelly's in with us today. Eli Craner popping on with a new book that just came out. Peggy McCall's in. The Miracle League's got a fundraiser coming up. Susan Irwin Prowse, thanks to Willie D's. And the people from our Blood Institute are here. They need it. They need your blood.
Right.
Give it up.
Good job, boys.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entrees and sides all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is meatloaf for only $7.49 per pound with roasted redskin potatoes and